Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. In your mind, how do you think of God Almighty? Is He so far removed from our daily lives that He has no claim on us? Do you think of Him as having been close to Abraham, to Moses, and to David, but so remote from us as to have no bearing on our lives? Or do you fancy you see Him in every facet of human experience? Maybe you're in agreement with Shirley MacLaine that we are gods. Shirley MacLaine declared in her film, Out on a Limb, I am God. I am that I am. What is the truth regarding the nature of God? Scholars use two words, which may help us to understand more about the nature of God. Those two words are transcendence and immanence. The word transcendence means going beyond and exceeding natural limits. When used of God, it means that He is above and beyond His creation. Immanence affirms that God is involved with His people because He chooses to be. Isaiah expressed both the transcendence of God and His immanence in these words. For thus says the High and Lofty One who inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with Him that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to receive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 57:15. The prophet Jeremiah quotes God as saying, Am I a God at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places, that I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, says the Lord. Jeremiah 23:23-24. Many ancient people thought of their gods as belonging to their tribe or nation only. They did not believe or worship the God of this universe. They believed their gods were powerful and influential only in their own domains. But the God of the Bible is the creator of the universe, the one who got it all started, and the one who keeps it going. God was just as available to the Hittites in Turkey, or the Philistines on the southeastern shores of the Great Sea, as He was to His own people, the nation of Israel. He was the God of Israel. But He could have been and wanted to be the God of all men. While He had chosen Israel for special purposes, He did not turn His back on other nations. The psalmist asked, Where shall I go from Thy Spirit? Or where shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, Surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light unto Thee. Yea, the darkness hides not from Thee, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are alike to Thee. Psalm 139:7-12. The truth that God is everywhere, that He is not some local deity, should be both a comfort and a fearful fact. It is comforting to know that wherever we are, God is nearer to us than our own breath. Nothing can happen to us, not even in the dark of night, that He does not know. If we are on a trip to Timbuktu, He is with us and sees to our needs. Nothing is so trivial that He does not notice. If it concerns us, it concerns our Heavenly Father. On the other hand, we cannot escape His watchful eye. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? There are literally hundreds of passages which were designed to provide comfort and hope for God's people. Let me read just one more. The Lord is at hand. Do not worry about anything. Philippians 4:5-6. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.